Crime Alert. I'm John Lemley. Authorities in western Montana are continuing their manhunt for a former U.S. Army soldier suspected in a deadly mass shooting at a small town bar. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown, who served in Iraq and later with the Montana National Guard, remains at large following Friday's shooting at the Owl Bar in Anaconda, a town of just 9,000 residents nestled in the Deer Lodge Valley, about 75 miles southeast of Missoula. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen says Brown is believed to have used a personal rifle in the attack that left four people dead. All were local residents. The victims include 64-year-old bartender Nancy Loretta Kelly and patrons 59-year-old Daniel Edwin Bailey, 70-year-old David Allen Leach, and 74-year-old Tony Wayne Palm. Brown reportedly lived next door to the bar and was considered a regular there. Officials say he fled the scene barefoot, then may have stolen a second vehicle stocked with clothing and camping gear. He has not been seen since Friday afternoon. Residents remain on edge. The state has closed off nearby forest lands while the search continues, and weekend events in town were canceled. Neighbor Robert Wyatt, who lived in the same public housing complex as victim David Leach, called the tragedy unnerving, describing Leach as a quiet but helpful neighbor who was deaf and mostly kept to himself. Another longtime resident, David Jabarik, narrowly missed being inside the bar at the time of the shooting. He says he changed plans at the last minute, and when he returned, police were already surrounding the building. Attorney General Knudsen urged vigilance, warning Brown may be unstable and potentially armed. A reward of $7,500 is being offered for information leading to his capture. Brown's niece told our friends with the Associated Press that her uncle had long struggled with mental illness. Law enforcement says he was known to them before the shooting and likely knew at least some of the victims personally. Residents are urged to remain cautious and call 911 with any sightings.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
Authorities in Tennessee are intensifying the search for 28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond, the man accused of killing four members of the same family before abandoning an infant in a remote area. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, or TBI, has now charged two additional men in connection with the case. Tanaka Brown and Giovante Thomas, both 29, are accused of helping Drummond after the killings and face charges of accessory after the fact to first-degree murder. Brown also faces a count of tampering with evidence. The victims, identified as 21-year-old James M. Wilson, 20-year-old Adriana Williams, 38-year-old Courtney Rose, and 15-year-old Braden Williams, were all related. Wilson and Adriana Williams were the parents of the infant, who was found unharmed in a car seat in rural Tigrit, about 40 miles from where the bodies were discovered in Tiptonville. Authorities say the killings were targeted. Drummond, who has a criminal history that includes robbery and attempted murder, faces four counts of first-degree murder and related charges. He remains at large and is considered armed and dangerous. Officials say the child is safe and in protective care. A Maryland mother, once declared mentally unfit to stand trial, is now facing murder charges in the 2014 disappearance of her two young children. 38-year-old Catherine Hoggle was arrested after a Montgomery grand jury indicted her on two counts of first-degree murder. Hoggle had been confined to a state psychiatric hospital for nearly a decade, repeatedly ruled incompetent to stand trial. Her children, 3-year-old Sarah and 2-year-old Jacob Hoggle, vanished in September 2014. Hoggle disappeared around the same time but was found days later walking in a nearby town. Police say she refused to reveal the children's whereabouts. Their bodies have never been found. Hoggle was initially charged with misdemeanor neglect and abduction, but those charges were dropped in 2022 after a court-ordered treatment window expired. She remained hospitalized until her release last month. Prosecutors say she'll now face a bail review hearing in Montgomery County. Her attorney, David Felsen, maintains she suffers from schizophrenia and has long required antipsychotic treatment. Troy Turner, the children's father, has accused Hoggle of faking incompetency. Catherine Hoggle remains in custody. In Milwaukee, a man convicted of murdering and dismembering a college student he met on a first date has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson was found guilty in June of killing 19-year-old Sade Robinson, a student at Milwaukee Area Technical College. Prosecutors said Anderson murdered her after a night out in April 2024, then mutilated her body and scattered her remains across several locations. Her head has never been found. At sentencing, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Laura Crivello called the crime unconscionable, comparing it to a horror novel. She rejected Anderson's claims of innocence and denied a request from his attorney, Tony Cotton, for parole eligibility after 25 years. Robinson's parents, Sheena Scarborough and Carlos Robinson, delivered emotional statements, calling the crime unforgivable and demanding full justice. Anderson, a Navy veteran, maintains his innocence and plans to appeal.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.